This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with the news for Thursday, December 26, 2019. The Jefferson County government and the city of Port Townsend are expected to form a partnership to renovate the pool at Mountain View Community Center. A recent meeting between the city, county, and the YMCA determined that no single agency can fund the renovations alone, as the debt load is too large. Jefferson County Commissioner Kate Dean said the challenges of raising capital, along with operating and maintaining the facility, will require voter approval to secure the necessary funds. Stakeholder meetings will continue in January. The long-term goal is to replace the aging pool facility with a health center that serves the exercise needs of all generations of Jefferson County residents. The YMCA plans such a facility in a partnership with Jefferson Healthcare, once projecting a 2019 completion date. Plans for the new health center may end up displacing the newly opened off-leash dog park. And now a story from our We Didn't Know That desk. In partnership with the Fort Worden Public Development Authority, the Jefferson County Accessible Community Advisory Committee provides a beach wheelchair and a beach walker for free to park visitors with disabilities. The items are available from Memorial Day to Labor Day on a first-come, first-served basis, while a 48-hour notice is required the rest of the year. To reserve the items, call 360-344-4400, option 1. Voters approved the expansion of the East Jefferson Fire Rescue Board in November, so the agency is seeking people to apply as fire commissioners for the two new districts. The new districts, numbered 4 and 5, will represent the eastern and western portions of Port Townsend, with commissioners required to reside in the designated districts. For the specific boundaries, go to the agency's webpage, ejfr.org. The webpage also provides specific steps to apply for the positions, which are due by 4 p.m. on Friday, January 10th. Both new commissioners will be appointed by the current three-member fire board in February. A drawing will decide which will run for re-election in 2021 and which will run in 2023. Fire commissioners serve six-year terms and are elected to the board on a staggered basis. Finally today, Joe D'Amico's Jefferson County, Washington News Facebook page reports that some Grinch-like character drove several pieces of rebar into Upper Lords Lake Road in Quilcene with the apparent goal of flattening car tires. The rebar was pounded into the road past the Reservoir Lake. At least four cars were disabled by the vandals. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact the Jefferson County Sheriff, 360-385-3831. Option 0. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.